The 61st annual Golden Globes are awarded tonight, but our film commentator Kevin Murphy won't be there. Instead, he wants to take on a new role and have us refer to him as Kevin the Wise Cinema Prognosticator. We'll indulge him for now.
I figured that since every so-called political pundit got the Iowa caucuses completely wrong, how could I possibly do worse predicting the outcome of this year's movies? So now, prepare yourself to be astounded by Kevin the Wise, Cinema Prognosticator! Ladies and gentlemen, I will now predict the future of five films using only preview trailers, press releases, and those always accurate internet blogs. Let's get busy. This year will be subjected to another brace of pointless remakes as Hollywood continues to eat its own tail. It doesn't take a soothsayer to guess that new versions of Alfie, The Manchurian Candidate, The Stepford Wives, and A Star is Born will be slicker, blander reflections of their earlier incarnations. But the one that intrigues me the most is perhaps the scariest of all, Walking Tall, a remake of the 1973 cult classic. The original, starring Joe Don Baker as a sheriff who enforces the law with a chunk of lumber, gave new meaning to the term cracker. The remake stars The Rock, a real nice, real big guy who returns to his sweet, simple hometown to find it has become a den of gambling, drugs, and refugees from girls gone wild. Being The Rock, he has no choice but to clean up.
What's the problem, Sheriff?
The town's changed now.
See, the only thing changed around here is you get to put on that nifty little badge.
Get your taillights fixed.
What's wrong with my taillights?
They're broken.
Judging from the distinct smell of ham coming off the screen, this film could be a worthy successor to Patrick Swayze's immortal Roadhouse. My prediction? Critical failure, popular success. Especially among the mullet set. Now let's look at Greece. Not the musical, the ancient civilization. Nobody should be surprised that after 3,000 odd years, suddenly we'll be getting two Greek historical epics in the same year. First up is Troy, directed by Wolfgang Petersen.
There is a legend 28 centuries old that tells of a queen who betrayed her king and the warrior he called upon to lead a war for vengeance. If love is worth fighting for, it has known no greater battle than this.
Suddenly we see 7.5 jillion warships on the Aegean Sea, thousands of soldiers, flaming catapult missiles. Wait. Did the Greeks have catapults? Is this historically accurate? Who cares? History schmistery. Everybody is kung fu fighting. There's Orlando Bloom looking fine. Peter O'Toole lending some class. A glory shot of the trademark wooden horse. Brad Pitt making a Greek helmet look sexy. Apparently the story was written by a guy named Homer. Just Homer, no last name. What kind of showbiz conceit is that? But if director Wolfgang Petersen can capture any of the grace and power he built in the brilliant war film Das Boot, I predict
critical and popular success!
Later in the year, we'll get Oliver Stone's Alexander, with Colin Farrell in the title role of the Macedonian world conqueror. Since my job here is to jump to conclusions, I predict that Oliver's telling will be trippy. You know, intense fighting scenes, echoey interior monologues, intercut with odd homoerotic fantasies, dreamy syntho music by Vangelis, the whole Oliver Stoney bag of tricks. It'll be fun to look at for a while, then leave you confused and depressed. I'll go out on a limb and say,
critical success, popular flop.
Peering into the summer, mindless movie season, we find Sony Pictures' high-concept comedy Cheer Up. Now listen to this, direct from the studio. Hard-edged Texas Ranger Roland Sharp, Tommy Lee Jones, is assigned to protect the only witnesses to the murder of a drug kingpin, a group of University of Texas cheerleaders. Wait, it gets better. Sharp must now go undercover as an assistant cheerleading coach and move in with the young women, possibly the most terrifying assignment in his 30-year career in law enforcement. I'm thinking the whole thing sounded good over lunch, especially if the studio people were eating tainted blowfish. My prediction?
Critical and popular disaster!
There's no clip from the movie available, so let's enjoy a bit of Tommy Lee in The Fugitive.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up at 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
There. Now just think of the same character with a bunch of nubile young women in towels.
Finally, look forward to a boatload of Jude Law. Jude is slated to star in 7 films this year, everything from sci-fi nostalgia to comedy to the title role in Lemony Snicket, proving once again that he could be the genetic clone of Michael Caine, except he's much easier on the eyes. Look for Jude in December, Prestige season, and the film adaptation of Patrick Marber's play Closer. I didn't see the play, but it's a Tony nominee from 1999. The press material describes Closer as, quote, an erotically charged tale of love, loneliness, and betrayal featuring an all-star cast. Since this could be used to describe American Pie, I don't put too much weight on it. However, the film will be directed by Mike Nichols, fresh off the terrific adaptation of Angels in America, the best film of last year that won't be getting an Oscar because it played on HBO, once again atoning for all that softcore porn they show after 10. My prediction for Closer?
Critical triumph, modest adult audience success.
And a bonus prediction. Closer will be far better than Jude's extremely cheesy-looking retro sci-fi summer adventure, Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Jude Law.
Hold on.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Can't anything ever be simple with you?
And Angelina Jolie.
It's a pleasure to finally meet the competition.
Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
And there you have it. Uncanny insights into the future from a smug, basement-dwelling numbskull with a broadband connection. From...
Kevin the Wise, Cinema Prognosticator!
We'll be checking in on Kevin Murphy's predictions throughout the year to find out how wise he really is.